Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
We're chatting some running today here on the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's brilliant to have you with us. And we head back to Australia, to Victoria to be precise, and Melbourne, the city of Melbourne, to touch base with Rob Hill to chat a little bit about his running and some of the things he's done over the years to get better on the run. Before that, though, tell you that this episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by thepodcastingacademy.com. We'll have more details about the Podcasting Academy a little bit later on in the show, but I can tell you that if you've ever thought of starting a podcast, you cannot go wrong with the Kona with the Podcasting Academy. It's a 21-day program that'll get you from zero to podcast in literally 3 weeks, step by step. Head over to thekonaedge.com/podcast or simply head over to thekonaedge.com. Simply head over to thepodcastingacademy.com, rather, and use the coupon code KONA at checkout to get 25% discount. That's thepodcastingacademy.com. Today's Coach's Corner brought to you by Superfly Coaching. They've helped dozens of athletes reach Ironman Kona, the 70.3 World Championships, and even the Olympic Games. Their coaches, along with Joe Friel, have written several books on training methodologies. Their experienced coaches are uniquely qualified to recognize your skills while addressing your weaknesses. Their coaches have already helped athletes just like you reach their goals, so let them help you. Whether you're attempting to release pounds or shave off a few seconds, they're with you every step of the way. Are you interested in upping your game from acceptable to exceptional? By partnering with your passion and their experienced coaches, you can reach your full potential. Their coaching plans are like their clients, no two are alike. Once you've chosen your service level that works best for you, your coach will begin to develop your customized plan. Don't let stomach issues ruin your race. From coaching to nutritional advice, they cover it all. To discover more about Superfly Coaching, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some running here on the Kona Edge today. We head back to Australia, to Melbourne, in Victoria, to catch up with Rob Hill. Rob, welcome back on to the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hi, Brad. Yeah, it's great to be back. Thank you.
Rob, what's the secret to putting in a good run off a 180K bike in an Ironman?
Number one secret, it's probably no secret, but yeah, make sure that you don't overbike. Don't, it's, what's the saying? Bike for show, run for dough, I think it is.
Yep.
So always keep that in mind. It's triathlon is it's a sport where the only result that matters is that finish line time, and don't sacrifice that time for a sexy bike split. That's the number one secret.
You made that mistake very early on in your Ironman career, didn't you?
I did, my first Ironman, yeah, for sure. And then I've probably spent every Ironman since trying to undo that. but look, I think a big part of it too for triathletes and Ironman triathletes in particular is you've got to have faith in your run. And if you've got faith in your run, you won't have that same temptation to push the bike too hard, because you know that when you get off the bike that you can run strongly. And, the marathon is where all the results are determined. You know, it's where the wheat's sorted from the chaff, I think is a saying. And I think in saying that, you know, my philosophy of training is that for Ironman, you want to develop your aerobic fitness and your capacity mainly on the bike, to an extent in the swim. But, I think the bike miles and getting that aerobic fitness and developing your aerobic engine, do it on the bike, because then – running, it's just too high risk to be doing hours and hours and hours of run training, trying to develop your aerobic system primarily through running. And at the end of the day, you're not going to run that well if you haven't done the bike miles in training either. So I'm very much a high bike volume, fairly moderate run volume, and as much swim volume as you can also fit in around your rest of your life commitments type of coach, and that's what I'm telling my athletes is, you know, that that's something that'll work for most people, in my opinion.
Rob, I find it interesting. I was on a different school of thought when I first got into the sport. I wanted to know that I could do each of the distances on their own before I did an Ironman, just to have my head in that sort of space. And I've sort of carried that through. I still do run quite a few standalone marathons, but you've never run a standalone marathon. The only marathons you've ever done are on the back end of an Ironman, and I find that fascinating. Talk to me a little bit about the thinking behind that for you.
Yeah, look, I had quite a few low leg injuries when I started off running, and then when I got into triathlon, and then I got into Ironman, and the injuries, you know, they changed, but they were persisting, as far as it would always be something, whether it was a bit of Achilles tendonitis for, I think I tried to manage for about 8 years, and plantar fasciitis and shin splints, and I mean, one thing after another. So my view was that, well, if I was to do a good standalone marathon time, I would have to do a fairly high weekly running workload, running mileage. So and I just hadn't had the confidence that my legs would cope with that. And also, I was very much and still am focused on how can I keep improving and reach my absolute potential at Ironman triathlon? You know, that's still my driving motivation. And anything that's going to get in the way of that, I'm not really interested in. And I've had friends that have said to me, and they know that, you know, like in my Ironman races, you know, if I'm racing in Melbourne or in New Zealand, et cetera, I'm quite often having the fastest run in my age group. And maybe the third or fourth fastest bike, but only because I think that I'm biking smart. You know, I'm not laying it all out there, because I want to save a bit in the legs to be able to run well. But that's pretty much what's important, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as run workouts, what do you love doing? What's your favorite?
I love a good sort of hard track session, you know, some hard intervals around a track where, yeah, you really get to just, you got that consistent surface to run on, and you really start, you know, focusing on your technique to be able to squeeze a bit of extra pace out of your running. And I think for Ironman training, doing some, you know, very fast 1K intervals on the track with maybe a 400 or 500 meter easy jog recovery between each of them, and just bringing those 1K times down each one, just descending. You know, maybe you might do 4 or 5 of those 1K intervals, and just try and get faster each time, and you know, getting well under the Ironman pace, well under half Ironman pace. Yeah, just lay it all out there. Yeah, there's nothing better than the buzz you get with endorphins and whatever else the brain releases when you're running fast, and that session will do it for you. And I'm sure that even though it's so different, the paces and that, to what you'd be doing at an Ironman, it's just teaching your legs an efficiency in their function that can still translate to efficiency over the 42 Ks off the bike. But look, another favorite run session of mine is probably the exact opposite, and that's just a nice long run in the trails. And, you know, it's so good for you in running, you know, where every footfall is, you know, you're landing on a different bit of ground, and, you know, it's every foot strike is different. And as far as avoiding overuse injuries from running and that, I think trail running is such a great tool to use.
Too true. Rob, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Brad. It's great to talk again.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. Once again, thank you very much to our guest today, Rob Hill, for sharing his run tips with us. And before I go, another iTunes review for you. Keep them coming. I look forward to reading yours out on the podcast. A massive shout out to Danny M83 saying motivational and extremely informative, giving us a 5-star review. Overall, great podcast on all aspects required to perform at your best on race day. I find the inspirational stories extremely motivating and the tips and tricks invaluable. Danny M83, thank you so much for that iTunes review. Keep them coming. I'll be back again tomorrow as we chat some more nutrition here on the Kona Edge. Until then, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.